Now on to some letters to the evening news. In our first letter, Frank Roger of Wacton thinks there are too many cars on the road, as he writes, I did not see Andrew Boswell's letter of article referred to by two recent letter writers, but I would probably agree with most of it. The truth is, the world is not big enough for everyone to put all the cars on the road, but we will do it if we are given the opportunity. It does very little for the economy, as they are all imported, apart from all the other reasons that I do not need to mention. The world will, at some point, need to start to reduce the number of private vehicles, especially in densely populated countries like ours, whether we like it or not.
Letter 2. Roadside mowing, which removes wildflowers, is bemoaned by Ken Ewing of Bordswell. I travelled back from Reefham on Monday along the B1145 at about 9:15. There was a massive machine working with lights blazing, cutting the roadside verges. There has been virtually no growth, apart from wild flowers, large numbers of primroses and violets. But presumably the council has decided to waste the ratepayers' money on this pointless project. The machine was still working at 10:40, five keeping us awake. The farmers are not allowed to cut hedges until after March the 1st to protect nesting birds. Does the council work under different rules? There are ground nesting birds. You recently reported on the large number of highly paid staff at Norfolk County Council. Perhaps one of these could look into this and explain to us ratepayers.
Letter 3. Mobile phones, always a topic for discussion, are the subject of Glyn Linder's letter. I had to smile when I read the article where local MP Jerome Mayhew was urging parents to support the banning of the use of mobile phones in schools. Whilst I totally agree with his sentiments, it has to be said that Mr. Mayhew's fellow MPs don't set a very good example, with many of them constantly finding the lure of the mobile phone screen too much to resist during debates in Parliament.
Letter 4. Julie Porter of Acle recalls her stay at a local windmill with nostalgia. I was saddened to hear about the decline of Burnham Overy Staithe Windmill. About 15 years ago or thereabouts, I was lucky enough to go there on a retreat with the Norwich Buddhist Centre. At the time, I thought our accommodation would be in a barn beside it, and I remember being overjoyed when I discovered we were sleeping in the mill itself. I have fond memories of beautiful views, wooden bunks, walking around on the balcony, and a shrine room at the very top. I sincerely hope this beautiful mill is repaired and restored to the glory that it deserves.
Letter 5. Finally, the emphasis on veggie options at the local hospital, the subject of one of our later news items, is rather ridiculed by Ian Jessett of Stowbeden. Why are the NHS paying someone a wage to come up with the idea of putting vegetarian options at the top of menus? What a waste of public money. I see the NHS does not reveal how many people it employs in these woke roles. Money should be spent on efficiency savings, not daft ideas like these.